Genesis chapter 13. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, to the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord, Jehovah. And Lot also, who went with Abram, had flocks, and herds, and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might live together, because their substance was great, so that they could not live together. And there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle, and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. And during that time, the Canaanite and the Perizzite lived in the land. And Abram said to Lot, I urge ask you, let there be no strife between me and you, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, because we are kinsmen. Is not the whole land before you? I urge ask you to separate yourself from me. If you will take the left hand, then I will go to the right, or if you depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes, and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord Jehovah, destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord Jehovah, like the land of Egypt, as you come toward Zoar. Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east. And they separated themselves from one another. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, and Lot lived in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinners before the Lord Jehovah. And the Lord Jehovah said to Abram after Lot had separated from him, Lift up now your eyes, and look from the place where you are northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. Because all the land which you see, to you I will give, and to your descendants forever. And I will make your descendants as numerous as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can count the dust of the earth, then shall your descendants also be counted. Arise, walk through the land in its length and in its width, because I will give it to you. Then Abram removed his tent, and came and lived in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar to the Lord Jehovah.